Henk, was hältst du davon, wenn wir mal ein bisschen Werbung machen für unseren fantastischen Podcast Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Ja, aber was willst du denn da sagen?
Na, dass wir ein überragend guter Musikpodcast sind. Wir reden wöchentlich über die wunderbare Welt der Rockmusik, querbeet durch die Jahrzehnte und Musikgenres. Also was meinst du, machen wir einen Spot?
Ja, aber wozu? Wir sind doch so gut. Wir brauchen doch keine Werbung. Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Überall da, wo gute Podcasts zu Hause sind.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Hello, we're here again. We're doing the next interview for today. We're here sitting with Kill the President from Spain. So they don't have any problem with the weather here, I think.
No, we don't have any problem. We feel like home.
Yeah, great. Yeah, you're playing here tomorrow on the beach stage.
Yeah.
I think you managed to get a look at it.
Yeah, it's recorded. Yeah.
Sorry? You managed to get a look at the beach.
We were checking out the sound, for example, and it was really good sound.
Yeah,
nothing to do. Checking out the crowd, how is the crowd behaving and that stuff, and it's really
just
cool. We're really looking forward to play tomorrow.
Hurry!
It's gonna be a nice one.
Do you have expectations towards your gig tomorrow?
Yeah, for sure. As every gig, we try to think how people is gonna react from our music. So I think we have a lot of friends here in the festival, and today, for example, both bands we're playing, they came from Spain too, so we feel like a kind of local show, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, I think people are going to like it, we're going to enjoy it, that's the most important thing, and for sure enjoying the music and thinking about coming back in a while. I mean, yeah. It's a big festival, it's really nice, like paradise. For us,
it's so nice. This location, yeah. You're actually on tour, on a short European tour. Second to last gig.
We finish. Yeah. We're gonna finish the tour Friday in Livorno, in Italy. We're playing a kind of festival on the beach, something like that. We play with Lineout and some local bands and Such Gold from the States. So this is gonna be the last gig of the tour. We've been playing Germany. We've been in Augsburg, Munich. Conrad Fest.
You played.
Awesome. It's awesome.
The crew is next to our at the camping site.
Really? We were kind of drunk, we can remember, but we've got that good vibe, you know, in the pocket, like, fuck, we want to come back again. I mean, it's the type of festival that we never played to, so we are really proud of being part of it. And that's it. We played a couple of days ago, we played Back Rock Fest in Belgium. And it was really nice too, nice surrounding, nice people. So I mean, we prefer playing abroad rather than in a country, but we are really happy doing that. Yeah.
Any gig that stood out, or was something special at the gig? Anything that happened on tour which was really special?
I mean. Yeah. We've got one funny story in Augsburg, in Ballonfabrik. We came to the place and we were playing like with Fast Response from Zagreb, Croatia. Yeah, and they were like the first time, I mean, we never met each other before, and the first time we saw ourselves like, fuck, these guys are like us. So it began a kind of big party, good feelings with them. So that's one thing I would like to remark from the tour, that good connection with people that you never met before. And start a party, and we can't remember anymore. But you know, it's like having fun times with funny people, and the place was really cool too. So it was like, "Fuck, we're playing in a Ballonfabrik. What the fuck is that?" And it was really nice atmosphere. And for example, typical things from Comrade Fest, for trying to get to the band at the night, at the dark, and losing myself. I don't know where the fuck I am. I don't have phone, so it's like, "Where is Alberto?" And about the end of it all, we made it, and we've had so many stories. Like with the band, we've got a kind of old band. We were stopping the hills, coming from Munich to Tolmin. We were spending like 2 hours in that position, so it was like
okay. So you like to tour?
Yeah. It's probably better than be at home working or something like that. Yeah.
And when I first looked at your Bandcamp page, there was just the one gig here in Tolmin listed, and the other gigs weren't listed there. I thought you weren't playing live except this gig, but then I saw the European tour.
Yeah, it was about we confirmed this punk rock holiday gig like a lot of time before.
Yeah.
So then we had Conrad Fest, and we confirmed Conrad Fest too long time before, and then we start creating kind of route, you know. Yeah. So that's why we're playing some little venues, some medium venues, and big festivals. But I mean, I think we are a band from tiny venue. We really enjoy tiny venue. We really enjoy the crowd going nuts. But I mean, we are up. We enjoy everything we do. Like now, you know.
Last year when we were here, a lot of bands, especially when they played on the beach stage, knew each other from other festivals. And is it with you this year the same? Do you know many of the other bands playing?
Yeah. It's like gathered in family, punk rock family, and you know, it's like connecting with people from around the world that loves what you're doing, like you. So this time we got lucky because we've got, apart from us, two more Spanish bands, and it's like, whoa, this is local. So, but I mean, we've got friends from the UK, Germany, all over the place, Australia. So it's really enjoying it, having all the people that are like you, similar, playing the music that you love, gathering in one same place with a river and all the stuff.
<You know? laughs> Yeah. From your point of view, is there... are there any components which are necessary for having a great live show?
Here, you mean?
Everywhere. What's important to have a good...
First of all, I think people have to be willing to have a good time, you know, because we felt difference between crowds. And, for example, playing in the south of Europe, people is more passionate. It's not passionate the word, that they act like, whoa, crazy. Maybe in other parts of the North Europe, people are enjoying the same or even more, but they are acting like in a different way that we are not really into it. But we have learned to handle that situations. And at the end of it all, the main important thing for us is just the crowd and people loving what they are listening to and enjoying the time. I think that's the only thing we need for a gig.
Yeah. You're playing...
And some beer.
Beer, helps, yeah. You're playing melodic punk rock / hardcore, I think. What are the main influences which developed your sound?
I mean, we've got all of us have some own tastes, but I mean, like bands like Strike Anywhere could influence Propaganda, you know, that political stuff, but no, do it in that obvious way, just. Hiding a little bit the message, but creating it in another way. Always thinking about searching for a kind of revolution for the people listening to the music. So I think Strike Anywhere, Propaganda, Belvedere, and a lot of more bands that influence us. But we are really open-minded people, so we listen to whatever thing is good music. We appreciate it. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Well, it's hard because sometimes if I have 1 month listening to one band. I'm composing stuff, you know, not similar, but thinking of the band that I'm listening to at that moment. So it's really a kind of coil changing every time. So that's the way it goes.
Yeah. You have so far released one EP.
Yeah, one fucking EP.
Are there any plans for further recordings? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we're composing nine new songs right now. We released one song last February. Yeah, last February, and now we're gonna have something new for 2017 spring, maybe. Yeah, it's gonna be called Believe. It's gonna have 9 songs, more or less, and it's gonna be supported by our main labels like Morningwood Records from Netherlands and Bird Attack Radio, and Eating Shit Records from Spain, Lockjaw Records from UK. I mean, all of like friends supporting us to release new stuff and promoting music all over the world, maybe. So that's the plan for now. We just finish the tour, rest a little bit, because it's a lot of time being together. And after that, we're going to try to prepare all the release. So I'm looking forward, but I can't say anything more right now.
Yeah, we'll keep our eyes open. Yeah. Your first EP sold out quite quickly. I think it got re-released this year or last year, I think.
No. We released kind of 3 years ago.
3 years, okay.
3 years ago.
Oh, my bad.
But we do another release in last year with the main labels. Because before we were working with them, and right now we did another release of the Citizens album. And yeah, people, seems that they like it. People from, I mean, we didn't expect that. You know, we're coming from tiny town, Spain, so we just playing what we feel. And when a guy tells you, like, hey man, there's a guy in Japan listening to the CD, it's like, whoa, really? So that's the thing we really fills us to continue doing that. I mean,
yeah, must be awesome to
it's weird. It's weird, but positive.
So your main fan base is in Spain, or is it more distributed?
Yeah, it's totally distributed. I mean, I don't know. People from Europe, America, and Spain. We usually play Madrid, Barcelona. People in Porto. We did Portugal too, so people in Porto is really nice too. I think they like our music. And Japan a little bit, and maybe some Australia and UK. I mean, UK is one of the best tours that we've done.
The UK?
Yeah. We toured UK in last April.
With whom?
With whom? We played with The Memory from Italy and Ferdus from Manchester.
Okay.
And we played the Manchester Punk Festival, and incredible. You know, it was like four venues running at the same time, a lot of bands. You know, it's like different styles of music, always leading a line, you know, ska, punk, core, hardcore, and it was really nice one. So we've got really good memories from that tour. So, I mean, UK is one of the favorite places to play. Yeah, Belgium, Europe.
Yeah. We actually, yesterday we met a guy from Manchester who told us we should definitely go to the Manchester Festival.
You must.
Yeah, he said it's way better than Blackpool or.
It's totally different.
Yeah,
it's totally different. I mean, but I think it's like every festival. Its time is getting bigger and bigger, and then probably that festival is gonna get real bigger. But this last year's lineup was really good. How many bands did play? Like 60 bands. 60 bands playing the same fucking festival in Manchester. Venues is not an open area, not something like that. It's a venues, and you know. So it's really well organized. It should be there.
Any bands playing here you're looking forward to watch?
Of course. I want to see Mainline 10. But I'm here doing the interview, you know. But
yeah.
I love that guys. Spinoff, because they are from our town, you know.
Ah, okay.
And the classics, NoFX, Low Wagon, you know. I want to see the Toasters. I want to dance ska, you know.
Yeah. It's ska weather outside. Yeah,
this is the paradise, you know. You need to drink and dance and.
Such Gold too from, Such Gold and Wilhelm Scream playing too. Wilhelm Scream, Milenkolin. I mean,
so
all the bands. I mean, it's like. Darko's not playing.
But they're here.
Yeah. It's a mixer. You wake up in the morning. It's in the morning. You go to the beach stage. You're tasting the underground scene, and then you go in the night and you enjoy the all star scene. So and then you go to bed. So it's perfect. I mean, we really like this kind of schedule, you know, because it's like you can enjoy every band you fancy to see.
Yeah, you don't have to choose what you want. Yeah.
So that's a real positive point. Yeah. So,
if you could decide, would you prefer to play on the beach stage or on the main stage?
Beach stage.
Yeah. Why?
Because the atmosphere. Yeah. It's all about that. I mean, obviously we love to play main stage, obviously, but beach stage is like more natural, as we are. You know, it's like gathering with people, like friends all together, old friends, new friends, people saying, yeah, I like the music, yeah, good friends, so that's really nice for us. So we're really proud to play that stage.
So you've been here last year for us as a visitor?
Yeah, they didn't come, but I came, like, I was doing merch for Fidus, and we toured in Europe too, so that was my first time in the festival last year. So
you gave a tape and...
Yeah, I gave the CD and fulfill a kind of shit and something like that.
And
I got the confirmation. They say, hey, you want to play? Yeah, for sure. So I think that's the way, and we really would like to encourage bands to come here and do that stuff, because the experience is really, it's one time of life. So I mean, you're gonna remember the whole life. So it's not, I mean, if you got a band, if you believe in your sound and your music, just why not try it?
Yeah.
It's all about that.
Yes. And your English is very, very good.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm Spanish. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's
yeah, but
very good.
I've been learning English since I was 4 or 5, so
respect,
six.
Respect. Because a lot of Spanish people don't speak English.
I usually work.
They speak it, but they don't want to do it.
Yeah, but we don't mind. It's just we can communicate with everyone, like, you know, with a smile, a hug, and that's done. You know, yeah.
Okay.
A couple of questions, and then I think we will finish. I think you have more interviews coming up today, or
sorry,
do you have more interviews coming up today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
We'll make it quick. The Spanish punk scene, from your point of view, is it an active scene at the moment, and is it?
It's grown up. Yeah? It's really definitely grown up since the last 3 years, more or less. 2 years, yeah. I mean, of course, there are places that is not like good to play in, because you're not gonna crowd people are not really into that kind of music. But as a minority, we have to say that this is getting bigger and bigger. You know, like bands, like good bands from Spain are getting the recognition abroad. On festivals, yeah, festivals like Gasteiz Calling and Vitoria in the North, they're playing Pennywise, and you know, it's like people believing in that and investing a lot of work and money to try to put punk rock again on the map. But it's hard. I mean, it's hard.
Yeah.
I mean,
so there are...
It's not this. It's not Germany. It's not UK. It's not... Yeah. Yeah, you're saying that, yeah, we have punk rock in Spanish, so it's like from that type of music is focused on another crowd, another public. Mm. American punk rock or British punk rock, and now it's getting slowly into the thing. But, I mean, people in our area usually go to discotheques and that shit, so you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like...
Any Spanish bands you'd like to recommend to our listeners?
Yeah, for sure. Anchored, Mainline 10, Adrenalized, Spinoff, Minority of One, Blowfuse from Barcelona. I mean, lots of bands. I mean, there's really good quality. I mean,
what about Pussycat Kill?
Pussycat Kill? No, where are you coming from?
I think they are from Spain, and they've got they're female fronted.
Madrid could be.
Maybe, yes.
Yeah, there's a band called Accidente too. That's a female fronted band too. And they are really popular in Europe. And they sing in Spanish. Yeah, we were like in Aachen in Germany. And we were listening to Accidente. Like, what? Yeah. That makes us happy too. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks for...
Problem. Nice to see you.
Giving us some of your time.
No problem. That's fine. That's really fine.
Really looking
we hope to do it again.
We're really looking forward to your gig tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Hope we can see it. Sometimes it's difficult with interviews. We
cannot see
all the bands we'd like to see.
Yeah.
But we obviously want to to see you play.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
Have fun. Good luck with playing. And afterwards, you can get drunk.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to do that.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Wieder live von Ihrem Toyota-Partner mit diesem Leasing-Auftakt. Der neue Toyota Yaris-Hybrid. Ab 179 Euro im Monat, ohne Anzahlung. Seine Sicherheitsassistenten laufen mit. Und ja, ab ins Netz mit voller Konnektivität. Auch am Start die Toyota Team Deutschland Sondermodelle. Ohne Anzahlung geht's in die nächste Runde. Jetzt los sprinten zu Ihrem Toyota-Partner.
Henk, was hältst du davon, wenn wir mal ein bisschen Werbung machen für unseren fantastischen Podcast Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Ja, aber was willst du denn da sagen?
Na, dass wir ein überragend guter Musikpodcast sind. Wir reden wöchentlich über die wunderbare Welt der Rockmusik, querbeet durch die Jahrzehnte und Musikgenres. Also was meinst du, machen wir einen Spot?
Aber wozu? Wir sind doch so gut. Wir brauchen doch keine Werbung. Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Überall da, wo gute Podcasts zu Hause sind.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.